And we do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
Well, good news. The accident has just pulled away. Southbound I-15 right around 700 North in Clearfield. All lanes are open, but the delays are still stacked back to Riverdale Road. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County still seeing some slow speeds and heavy traffic as you're moving from 2100 South to Draper. Northbound I-15 also a little slow, Sandy in Midvale. And we're looking better on I-215's West Belt. Len Thomas?
Looking better on the 201 freeway. You still got a stretch of slowing, though, from I-15 heading westbound toward the West Belt. And then at Lake Point, still got a little bit of slowing there at the ramp. I-80 westbound getting off Lake Point to head down to Stansbury Park. And a traffic trooper letting us know to watch out for 45th South and 5th West. Not all the lights are working and functioning properly, and that is right where you get on the ramps at I-15 either direction. Into Utah County, still slow from the top of the point down to Main Street and Lehigh. Otherwise, looking pretty good through Utah County. Mark?
Oh, in just in the last 10 minutes, the travel between South Salt Lake and the North Interchange, North Salt Lake, has dramatically improved. You have a touch of sluggish volume, about 2300 North Warm Springs. Then into Davis County, it's even improving there, although you are still dipping in speeds between Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 still overflowing up to Fruit Heights briefly. Make more room for relaxing, entertaining, and more with a low-rate home loan from Mountain America. Learn more and apply at macu.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
And the